Oh, Emmanuel, I'm sorry.
We meet in the same building.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Sorry. Very good. Yeah, it would be nice if I walked you by the right name, huh? Very good. And obviously, we're very honored to have Ron and Maria here to speak to us. You know, we've been studying the epistles of 1st and 2nd Peter. We're actually in chapter 2 of 2nd Peter. And the bulk of what we've been studying is Peter talking to the exiles, you know, just over the ridge of the Promised Land in Southwest Asia. And he's looking at them and he's saying, you know, now this is what we need as far as sojourning in a hostile environment to the gospel. And this is how the gospel is projected. That's what we've been studying. And so this isn't taking a break from that study. This is basically incorporating, you know, Maria, Ron and Maria's life into that study because they've lived a lot of what Peter is dealing with in his epistles. And so we welcome them. And we've got the chairs up there. Come on up, guys. Let's welcome them. Very good. And so, you know, to begin our time together, a lot of you do, you know, you have some experience with Ron and Maria and know them well, but obviously all of our folks don't. And Sheila and I had the honor of sharing a meal a few days ago and learning more about Ron and Maria and what they're all about. And what they lend to the gospel in a very mighty way. That's one of the reasons why we're so excited to have them here. But in order to kind of bring our audience, actually we have several listeners and our audience here up to speed, I'd like for you just to introduce both yourselves, give a little bit of background about who you are and obviously the major events in your life. And it would be obviously interesting to know how you got together as husband and wife. So without further ado, I'm just going to get out of the way and just let you guys do your thing. So go
right
ahead.
Thank you, Mike. And Maria will be able to share much more meaningful information than I will, but I'll take 2 to 3 minutes and just introduce our discussion today. So Maria and I are married. We've been married almost 4 years, and we met almost 5 years ago. I'm an American, she's a Chinese native, but she soon become an American citizen very soon. So we're thankful for that. Really, one of the two things. First, thank you to Mike and Sheila. We're just blessed to be here. We've only lived in Arizona for a year. We're blessed by our Kesher group, who is like our family, and just having met with these two fine Christian people. We feel a bond, I think, with all of you. And my ancestry is German. My grandparents were German immigrants, and my wife sometimes reminds me that I'm a little too German sometimes. And what that means is I just plan by nature, and I often plan to a fault. And I'm 61 years old, and what I tell my kids is one of the advantages of being older is you realize that God's ways really are better than your ways. And he's shown me that, I think, without fail every time, especially in those situations where I'm just so sure it's got it worked out. And God, what's happening? Why is it not working? What are you doing? And then I don't know whether it's 5 days, 5 years, 10 years later, it's like, wow, I'm so glad his way worked out and my way didn't, because his way was much better. So I embrace this idea of trying to prepare, because most likely things will get worse for Christians in the near term. But I do know that God has it all in his hand, and what he will do will be much better than we could plan. And just last thing to underscore that, if you had said to me 5 years ago that today I'd be sitting living full-time in Arizona with my Chinese wife by my side, I would have thought you were absolutely crazy. Really. I had no desire to get married again. I had a great passion for Chinese people and was working with Chinese people for many years, many visiting scholars from China, and I had a heart for Chinese people, but I had never been to China. Going to China, I met Maria, who was working as a missionary most of her life, and I realized that this lady had just a deep love for Jesus, and which was infectious, as you'll see, and I thought together we could we could serve the Lord better together than individually. So he, by his grace, brought us together. Sadly, in the last 4 or 5 years, things have even gotten worse in China. We originally thought we might live in China or in Hong Kong, but it's just worked out that it's better for us to live here now, although hopefully we can help some Chinese and Hong Kongers come over here, which is probably a whole other discussion. Anyway, I met Maria summer of 2017, and to Sheila's point earlier, so Maria's heart is completely for Jesus, and that's what helped me to fall. That's really what got me to fall in love with her right away when I met her and heard her testimony. But secondly, most of her ministry is with families, particularly women on marriage and raising children. Every day she's talking to people in China about that. And when I met her, she was working in a big company in Shenzhen, which is mainland China next to Hong Kong. It's like the Silicon Valley of China. 20 million people live in Shenzhen. So she was in a big company being brought in to for a volunteer class for all women, I think, to love their husbands and raise their children in a Christian way. And thank God it was a Christian-owned company. I'm not so sure that could even happen today. So I was also teaching in that same company just for the summer, and I met her on my very last day there, which is it's nice knowing you guys, literally about to walk out the room like this when she walked in. So this is how God works, which is a whole other story. So I met her. I fell in love with her. I'm still not sure why she married me, but I thank God that she did. And she came to America for the first time, even though she had traveled much of the world as a missionary, never been to North America, and ended up liking it. So we've settled here, and we love this area. We love our Kesher group and our church family. So that's my introduction. Now, my wife, Maria.
Yeah.
You wanted me to reverse. I apologize. She asked me to read one. Should I do that now?
Yeah, okay.
She wanted me to read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 from the ESV. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
Yeah. Good morning, my brother and sister. Yes, I'm so glad to come here and share what God did in my life. So through the verses we know, we hope for us, everybody can back to Father through Jesus Christ. But we still live in this world. Sometimes the situation looks like it's not as we expect, but that's God wants us to exercise our faith.
Thank you, brother. And also, we live in this world. The worldly mindset teaches us through what you see, what you hear, you get information and use your brain to think about that. Then you can figure out, make decision. Like my husband said, make plan. But one word is very touch my heart is, people make plan, God loves. Because we make plan that follow our own limited knowledge, but God has plan for our eternal life. So I want to, you through these verses, start to share my testimony. I was born in Shanghai. My birthday is 1963, so it's just before the big cultural revolution, we call the spiritual storm. It's communism, drugs, want to move everybody's different side, just want to follow what the Mao say. Mao is the dictator for China at that time. He living this fear, he want to everybody without a second mind, just do what he want to do, say what he want to say. Brainwash. So I still remember when I was like 4 years old, the Cultural Revolution came. Mao says everybody have to memorize his words. They put in a small red book. Everybody have to hang her, just like a hanger here. Then you, off the street, the red guard come, stop me, says, page 5, the first line, what Mao says. You have to immediately tell them.
From memory, not even looking.
From memory, mm-hmm. You cannot read. Otherwise, they will go to my home, tell my parents, you didn't give your children enough training to memorize all his words. Next time, if these things happen, you will lose your job. So they use very strong way, that means use the government power, force us to lie on his words. Because his words is not truth. But everybody have memorized. And make sure you remember that and repeat that. So that is terrible things. But like we see, if we trust our God as living God, these two songs are real touch my heart. If we think God is living God, Christ is enough for me. I think under the persecution, everybody have to experience that. Today, we see so many people living in the world that's sometimes too easy. We don't need Jesus. We already know, like my husband said, make plans moving smooth. So I'm be the God for my life. And sometimes we will make plans for our children, for somebody who's weak. Everything's moving. So we didn't realize how Jesus love us, and his name is Emmanuel. He allows something happen. He just wants us go through with him and help our spiritual person grow up. So first part I will share how God lead me through the difficult when this communist gave me the persecution. The second part I want to share is when I become missionary, even among Christians, especially the underground church leaders, still God allows something happen. One goal is he just wants me to know he's the God. He has big picture as what I know, and he is the real truth I hope for. So first part I share about underground church. I'm so glad I came to America. Somebody tell me they want to know what's happening in the underground. I said, why you have interest for underground church? In America, whole world, we just thinking that's the light on the hill. We come here, we have freedom like in China. We think America is like heaven. Everybody can go to America. Rich people immigrate. The poor people escape. And sometimes it's like a refugee coming to America. They want to live in America. America is the best place for people to live in this world. Why American people start thinking about underground church? Then God tells me, God is over the all the time. Just like my brother says, you just finished two books of Peter. Apostle Peter tell us, if we are Christian, we have three roles God gave us. Prophet, before something happened, we already know that. And please connect God and with the people. Also in the end, we let God's words through us. Say the words, the things will happen. Move the mountain, mountain's gone. So then I realized, okay, why God provides some people in among you already see in the future what happened is underground church. The church will turn to underground. Then I see, okay, I come to here because God, you want me to share something, can support each other and the strength, and we go together to follow you. And the real, I came to America living in Ann Arbor. It's the city of university. Most young people, they don't want to follow Jesus. Some people just waiting for socialism and communism to save America. That broke my heart. And spiritually, I can sense the big government try to play the role like communism. Manage everything, I can give you everything, you just follow me. But we were there, didn't work in this way. Nobody can save our life except Jesus. No power can save us except God's kingdom. So I will share the first part about the persecution. In China, before 1949, it's another government. It's connected with America very tightly. So all the missionaries can come to China. I was born in Shanghai. Shanghai has become like an international city. We have so many missionaries come all over the world to build the church. They have own group. Just like in Arizona, you go a couple of first block, you will see the church. There's a lot of church, whatever. Put the cross on it or without cross, we know the church. So most of Shanghai people, they know how God saved their life. But 1949, communists come. In the beginning, they just says, okay, we know in Christian world, you have different denomination. Sometimes the church, they didn't unite it. So the first plan they used, the lie says, okay, we will offer the biggest place for all the Christians come together, united as one church. They use this term. In the beginning, some people so wonder, okay, that's real happen? Somebody go, somebody not go. Then later on they say, you have to go. We don't allow the church without government permission. So that's the first step. First, I tell you something, we will help you. When you didn't go, they said, no, that's illegal. You have to stop. The next step is, if you continue, go to jail. They use this way, just want to see his power is bigger than God. He can do something, it's real, happen. But at that time, all the Christians separate two parts. Some people follow the government. They're still thinking, three self is good to reason. The government says, now foreigners out of China, we have to self-mission, self-raise funds, no support from overseas, and self-manage that, three self.
So the government church in China is called the three self church, but it's really the communist-controlled church.
Yeah. Some people thinking, okay, now the foreign missionary, they cannot come to China, so we need to, now the turn for us, we be the master for our own church, some people. But some people still, they don't want to go because they realize that's not God's way. God says all his children is father's children. It's no foreigners and Chinese. We all come from one father, and through Jesus' salvation, we're back to him. So that's why the church
separate.
Then in the end, the Cultural Revolution come. Then the government used very strongly. So as little kids, I see my family teach me a lot of, my family background is very traditional, reform. Fundamental. It's very straight. So since the Cultural Revolution come, I see as the kids' eyes, why faithful pastor be killed? God didn't come to help them. Why faithful brother, sister take out of Shanghai? At that time in China, the government, we call this planning economic. Everything's government plan that. You have money you cannot get, even get the water, get the food, everything, they give you the ticket. You have to have the ticket with money, then you can buy the food, vegetable, even the match, you know, we made fire. You still need the ticket. Everything's with ticket. So government then control. I see the faithful brother, sister, the government say, now we take you out. That means you didn't chance get the ticket. You no chance to continue have life. So for me as little kids, I cannot understand, like see behind that what God do. Just look at it, okay, I have to make decision. So almost 10 to 12 years, I don't want to believe Jesus. I see my family teach me is very harsh, and the result is not like my family says God is faithful, God will take care of all his children. So I left. But until 1978, Mao died. Then my grandmother bring me back to the Christian gathering. That's the gathering changed my view about God, about Christianity. All the older person, like my grandma's age, they gathering together, they just sharing what's happened during these 10 years. Some people sharing they lose the children, lose the spouse, but they still trust God. All things work for good because they know the people leave this world, go to the place was waiting for us. So also one testimony is really touched my heart. It's one older man says, every Christmas Eve, he went to the church before the church, after the culture, they tore down. That's the mess there. But he said, each Christmas Eve, he stand there, look at the sky. You know, in Shanghai, December is very, very cold. Because of the cold, no people watch over and follow him. That's why he's alone. He look at that, he said, God, you create, the first day you create, put the light on the sky. Just remind us, your light is always there. He said, God, if you are there, I still worship you. During the night, he didn't feel any cold. He just received the comfort, the healing, the love from God. Then I realized this faith is something to do with love. Something to do with life. It's not like my family, do this good, don't do this bad, you know. As kids, we feel that's difficult for me to do all the things good, follow the Bible. That's high standard, I cannot do that. So for this reason, I back to the faith. But at that time, only the government church is open. And most underground church, they didn't allow other people, especially like not close to the people to know their address. They always move. So difficult for me to find an underground church. I went to the government church. Then later on, I found out the government church, all the pastor, they study political every Friday. So that means the Friday they study political with the government person together. Then the government person will send a spy, listen to Sunday's preaching. So the preaching is God's words, competent thought put together. For example, they say this. Bible says, you are the soul and the light for this world. So it says, Christians should be doing everything good. If all of us doing good and help our neighbors doing good, the communism will become true. So then I realized, nay, we cannot use Bible verse for the worldly things. And I remember Jesus angry because the people do business in the temple. We cannot using God for doing worldly things, right? Do business is worldly things. The house is for prayer. We cannot use God, even use God's verses. Like a devil, temptation Jesus with the words, what says, right? We cannot do that. Otherwise, we are no different between them and us, right? So then I left. At that time, I was thinking, if I want to serve God, I need to study in a seminary. Seminary, because my family told them, you cannot serve God just doing this. You have to train very good, then get graduated, then you can serve God. And then a church send you to the place to. So at that time, I started thinking, maybe I need to do that. So since I search, I find out real different denomination, their theology thought is different, sometimes opposite. As a young Christian, I confuse a lot. For example, some theology says, saved one time, saved forever. Another denomination says, no, not saved one time forever. You have to work on that. If you didn't do God's will, you will lose the salvation. So you see, that's the different opposite. And further on, when I take the scripture support this, go there group, they will say, no, we tell you the scriptures like that, support us. Then I go there. I try to make peace, you know. Didn't work. Then in the end, everybody angry with me. Say this, you're confused. You're confused. You think everything from the Bible is the right. No, we have to let Holy Spirit tell us the truth. Then everybody say, their church is a real church. They say that their Jesus is true Jesus. Then I say, okay, God, if these things happen, I don't want to lose my life to follow, which is not true, right? I hope I can find the seminar which is tell me the real truth from you. As a young Christian, I assume thinking Martin Luther is German. If I go to German, maybe I will find the real one. Didn't work in this way. Yeah. I make plan like my husband. 2 years study in the evening school,
this
German.
You're in your 20s at this time?
Yeah. When I first time go to Germany, it's 1985. So
you're 21.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Okay. So I studied 2 years, hard study German. You know, German one word is, it's difficult for Chinese to say that. Oh, my teacher said, you have to practice. Anyhow, study was good. And go to the consulate, the interview is good. And then the consulate said, should be, your previous life is German because you pronounce German so good. I'm happy. But to go to German, find the seminary is Lutheran. They said, you have to become Lutheran. They will come. We will support you, gave all the money to them. Then I called my family, but I said, no, don't go to Lutheran. They're same as Catholic. We just run away from Catholic. Why you go there? Back to Shanghai. Don't go there. So then I say, okay, God, I want to serve you. I make a plan and hard work on it. Now you close the door for me. Now I have to continue living. I need to find a job as a normal person. But why I'm sharing these things? Because we are limited. What we see, what we think is different as God's will. Every time God asks me, do you want to learn from the people about me or you want to learn from me? Then I say, okay, God, I will learn from you because you are the living God. The second part is back to China, want to serve God, go to underground church, help a lot of foreigners come to China, organize the trip. I also went to Henan province, which is the middle part of China, this countryside. During the communist time, the communists didn't care about the farmers. So most of the kids, they don't have chance to go to school. They don't have education. So for them, if you want to share gospel, tell about the verse, they cannot understand that. So one team, I go with them, they just let the Holy Spirit work. So I see the miracle happen. That when the farmers see, the mute people start to speak, the wheelchair people start to walk, they will know that it's a miracle. Because the government didn't care about the people who are sick. They didn't, the communists thinking all the people is the animal.
That's the animal. Like animals.
Yeah, another level of an animal. So they didn't care all the people sick or die. But God cared about that. So this miracle really helped the farmers open their eyes. Okay, we want to believe Jesus like that. So I experienced a lot of things, go to different underground church. Then the government will find out, in the end, find out I'm the person. So how to say?
Connect
with the foreigner and the farmers. They thinking that's dangerous for them. All the revolutions, the foreigner gave the money, the local farmers start a revolution, right? They feel for that. They also start from that. So they put me in the prison.
Prison.
Yeah. One day I walk up the street, two person come to me, confirm my name, are you Cai Hong, my Chinese name Cai Hong. I say, yes. They put the bag on me, put me in the car, and drive me go to the place. Then also take a flight to go to another province. They start to ask all the questions.
They want interrogate to, you
yeah,
for many, many hours. Right?
Yeah, want to me tell them all that I know. For them, it's 6 hours, one person asking questions. Then next 6 hours, I'm changing another person. But I cannot move, stay in the chair. No food, no drink, no toilet. But at that time, I'm thinking, I don't fear for that. I know if I die, I go to heaven with my Jesus. So I don't fear. So I just thinking, I don't want to operation. You ask me again, I just shut my mouth, look at them. Just showing I don't want cooperation. then they go more and more strongly. Even they didn't beat me, they take 72 hours.
72 hours.
Just let me let it. Okay, I say, okay, I don't fear. Hungry, I have fasting before, doesn't matter. Wet my pants, doesn't matter. You just feel stink. I don't care. I go to toilet, smell this all the time, so I don't care. But in the end, I see they go to another level. Say this. Listen, if you didn't cooperate with us, we will steam you out. That means they secret get me. Nobody know where I am. So they steam me out, just let me disappear. Then nobody will know this person's gone. Then I start thinking, okay, if I disappeared, how about everything in my house? I do a lot of VCD, DVD copy, because I want to support the underground church, especially in the countryside. They watch DVD, they know what's the good preacher. And through DVD, they know how to start a Sunday school. Through the DVD, how they know how to train the young people and become the leader for that. So all these things I will copy and send. So I have a bunch of lists of the people's address, name, and also a lot of material. Then I start thinking, oh God, if I disappear, I don't feel, but how about these things? If they find out, they will follow the address, they get the leaders, they destroy the church. So suddenly I just stuck like that. Okay, they get a chance. They say, okay, now we let you go to the room. You think about that. Tomorrow we will start again. Back to the room. That's 20 ladies.
The jail cell, right?
The jail cell, yeah. The 20 ladies in one big room. I just pray so heartily. I say, God, if they really do that, how can I face into the situation? Because the things that, how can I tell the people hiding something? Didn't get a chance. Then God start to talk to me. He's living God. If before I think I can handle that, he didn't say anything to me. When I start thinking, okay, the end of my way, I cannot, then I ask, he immediately, just like knock the door, he will open the door. I ask him, he start to talk to me, he said, Maria, did you get baptized? I say, yes. What's the meaning for baptize? Die with you in the water? Raise, resurrection. He said, if you die, why you worry about that? Then I realized, yes. If I die, no feeling, right? The dead person, they don't have feeling. Some people say, oh, you are so great. He will not jump high. He said, you are very bad, he's angry. No. That is dead. Why should I worry? Then I ask God, so God, tell me, what should I do? God bring me the memory back to when I was kids. You know, in China, we don't have in the TV all this political, no entertainment. Some people just training the monkey how to do something fun, then come to the city, then we watch this, then give some money for these people. One time I see the man carry the monkey, also one man, only 1 meter.
So like a midget, 3 feet tall man, grown man. But
yeah.
So instead of treating him like a monkey for entertainment, he was treating this man as entertaining the people, treating him like an animal.
Yeah, yeah. Then that's, some people ask, how can this man's funny? The face like a normal man, that's so, that's, the master says, I get this boy when he, it's very little. I just put him in 1 meter, the like the
box,
yeah, or what's like the
cage?
Yeah, cage, yes, like that. So he cannot grow. Then I heard that, I feel so sorry for his life. And I start thinking, if his parents know his son is like that, they will be painful. So at the time, I want to pick some candy from my pocket to give this boy. This boy immediately slapped on me. I get shocked that God showed me this picture. Did you remember that? I said, yes. He said, do you know why he slapped on you? I said, I didn't know. I just get shocked. He said, in his life, there's no words about kindness. He living in the hurt. He cannot talk to your hand go there is give kindness. He thinking your hand go there, you'll hurt him again. Then help me realize, he said, same as the communism, they use so harsh way to you, just want to scare because they live in deep fear. Then I said, okay, makes sense. So what should I do? And he said this, if you already know I am your God and my character is love, mercy, and grace, you know that. Only my perfect love can cast the fear out. Are you willing to pass this love to the people who's living the fear, deep fear? And I say, okay, that makes sense for me. If I already received from God, why I didn't pass this love to the people, whatever, communism or socialism, whatever. They live in the fear. And in Father's eyes, all of us, the children of him, they just the protect go far from Father. So now I get a chance. Receive from God, give to him. That's his love saved their life. Why should I stop that? So Holy Spirit, keep let God's words in me make way for me to let the spiritual man go out. From my heart, my hope is everybody go back to Father. But without Jesus, I don't have this vision and these words to me to make my spiritual man go out. That I realize he's the way. If I follow him, I find the way. And I can switch the position, thinking what they did, what they received. All the fear from the devil. That's why they use very strong words. Just want to scare you, scare you. They don't have another choice. So for that answer, okay, God, whatever you gave me the words, I will say. Whatever you gave me the love, I will just immediately release without any limitate. You know, God did miracle. The second day, I face into them. I don't know what my face looked like. I just look at them just like my brother, sister, my father's beloved kids. And the father was protecting, the father waiting for the son come back. The son didn't want to look at father. He didn't feel guilty, right? But the father's run to him. So I just, all these things in my mind, I just look at them in this way. Every day. I don't know how long I will stay in the jail, but every day I ask God, God, your grace is more than I, yes. So I just living on your grace and know why your name is Emmanuel. You are everywhere. You know everything. You already finished each one of us salvation. I just want to be with you, follow you, because the sheep hear the voice from shepherd. So I hear you, I just do that. 1 month later, they release me. And during this 1 month, you know what God did? Not only for the officials, they ask me questions, they also make another thing. They say, we already get all your document. Which year? Communism treat you very well. We promote you, be the good kids, receive a lot of opportunity, get glory. So why you betrayed us and become Christian? We say there's no God. You all keep telling the people there's God. You want to against us. Then I say, no, God never against us. I said, look, you say that you treat me very well. I still remember during 10 years, I betrayed my faith, become the best student for communism, best kids for the teachers, for the principals. I get every, but something happened in my heart. If I always the first, I fear for somebody better than me take my position than who I am. I want to keep the best. I start thinking, how can I put another people down? I mentioned one thing, maybe you will know, that the fear gave us the evil. One girl, they moved from another area, Shanghai, to our area. So we come in one school, one class. She's pretty, she's smart, because different school, they teaching way different. So I think she may well take my position. So you know what I do? Ask the people who follow me, you know, the kids, if you best always somebody follow you. Gave her difficult. Sometimes when very near the examination time, most kids will do a lot of homework, right? I said, you just go with her. Get her time, play this, play that. Let her didn't have enough time to prepare. I can still be the first. You see these things, because we live in the fear, this kind of thought come to me, I just take it and do it. Not only I do that, I also pull another kids to help me to do that. You see that? So I start to tell these people, when this thought keep coming, not only feel me feel guilty, sometimes I also feel that I'm the bad person. My conscience accuses me, look at you, what do you do? Outside you're looking, you're the good, best kids, but the inside is the tomb, is the death. So I say, these kind of things bother me. I start to feel depression. Who helped me? Jesus helped me. That's why I keep telling them, maybe today you don't know why Jesus come, and so many people want to believe Jesus. But one day, if you feel something here happen, you need Jesus. Only he can solve the problem here. No another person can solve the problem. The glory you get more and more here, you will get trouble more and more. So only Jesus. I keep telling them again, again, again. Then they don't want to listen. They said, this woman's stupid and crazy. Keep telling me the story again and again. So when they send me back, we have to do a lot of work. It's like all the Christmas tree light come from the jail in China. We do these things. Go to work then with the 20 ladies, I start sharing the gospel to them. And depending on God's grace, and he gave me the wisdom.
This is when you're in the jail cell with the ladies,
yeah,
before your release.
Yes.
Okay.
During this woman's, not only I face to them share what Jesus did in my life, also another time I spent time with the ladies there. I helped them to know Jesus. So for me, I thinking, if God allows something happen, just want to show us he go with us. He's not gave us burden we cannot carry. He go, we take one yoke together. If we put down our plan, put down our strength, I can't do that. Just say, God, if you allow this, tell me, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? He will make a way for us. For this reason, we don't need to be fear. We don't need to live in the fear. All things he used his hand, which is the nail mark, measure that. I think without his hand protect us, devil can destroy us many, many times because his hand, and he gave us something to learn, something to experience, something we can grow up with. Then we know we need Jesus. I need him every hour. Even the situation is good, we still need him. When we go to the worst, we need him more, you know what I mean? So that's the things I want to deliver. Whatever, this world, devil always want to scare us. This has happened, that has happened. Just want us focus on him. No, Jesus says, okay. Focus on me. I will make way for you. I'm living God. I only need offer my life to sign the covenant with you. He died for us, never change. Now it's our turn living for him. So that's the first part I want to share. Whatever, the other people, they make choice, want to give us difficult, but we always trust God. You are living God. Living God means he talk, he walk, I just want to see you and hear from you. The second part I want to share, 1996, I back to China, from Europe back to China. Stay in the place named is Hainan Island, which is south part of China. And most people I met is underground church, because the government church is still doing the same things. So one time I attend a gathering, the leader, we cannot call pastor leader, he start to share to his people about the Nicodemus during the night, ask Jesus, what's the eternal me? Born again.
John chapter 3.
Yeah, and born again me. And very weird, because in China we say Nicodemu with the one word. Nicodemu, the last words is mother. So this leader interpreted this Nico's mother. It's not Nicodemu, but we know Nicodemu is one person's name, because Chinese is one letter. They just put the mother letter in the end. Then he think that's Nico's mother. That's not Nico's mother. It's Nicodemu. Yeah, then I said, God, if he read the Bible and understand the Bible in this way, how can the people get the real truth from you? And God says, just support them and help them. So for this arm, I start to use all what I have to support them. Then later on, I found out in Hainan also two different parts. One part is the people before communists come, they already become Christian. So they have own gathering, own church. And another is come from North China, because Hainan is the second place after Shenzhen become the special area, economic, open the door for the whole world. So a lot of people come North China, want to develop this area. There's a lot of opportunity to do business.
So it's like a resort area. It's kind of like the Hawaii of China.
Yes.
Very tropical.
Yes. Yeah. Then since the people more come, also the church from mainland China send their missionary come to China. And one big group in middle center of China, they send missionary, they call one-way missionary. What's that mean? They train them in their hometown, then send this family together, couple with the kids. They support them 1 year. All the money sent from the mother church, support them 1 year. After 1 year, they have to fund their own church and receive the support from the local people. But some doing good, but some still not doing good. And the children grow up, need to go to university, need to go to school. They don't have enough support. So I just use what I have, support all this. Then later on, the people say, hey, they are the person who speak in tongues. It's not the true faith. We are the true faith. Then another people say, hey, they are very religious. Then I ask God, what should I do? God just said, just love them. Let them see my love. So on both sides I go, support them. I don't care what they think about me, but I just follow what God says, support them. 2004, I see the church in the mountain area. It's a very small tribe. They build up their church in the Five Finger Mountain, is the mountain area. Because they don't have enough money, they build a church just with the the stone with the grave, yeah, graves, very simple. And put to the top, it's not the roof. They just put the, you know, in China we plant a lot of rice. Since the rice get all, that's all the plant is dry it, they put it on. So in Hainan it's hot and wet. Every afternoon 2 to 4 it's raining. So that's why these materials easily get hole, you know. I went to the church to see the people not the chairs lie on like just two chairs here, two chairs there, two chairs. They still can't cover that. Then broke my heart because the book of Haggai, say this, if you sitting in the house with the roof and God's house is no, you have to build up there. That's why I share, you build the house of God. So that's why I want to put the money together to give them, at least buy the cheap material to cover that. They don't need to sit 2 or 3 days. Also, at that time, I do another mission, Christian homeschooling. Because most leaders' kids, they are very simple. Grew up in the church, Sunday school, they go to school, they just share the gospel. Then all the kids mock them. Of course, the teacher will punish them. So these kids, they get hurt. I say, doesn't matter, because I have villa, I have big house. Let the kids come. I ask 2 missionaries come from Philippines, they speak English. They know the curriculum from America, ACE, School of Tomorrow, maybe you're familiar with that. So they teach them. So I tell the kids, say, now I show them the picture, the church, they need the new roof. What do you think? Put all the money, you know, in Chinese, we have New Year, that all the parents will give them red bag, hong bao, this means save some money, you know that, yeah. They say, that the kids are so good, they say, okay, we put our money together. We go to them and support them. So at that time, this trip, 3 days, I only sleep 5 hours, go to church to church. Then when I drive on the highway back to Haikou, which is the capital city, just only 1 second, I just fall asleep. My cars twice
roll over.
Then upside down. The kids sit in the back seat. My mom is sit. I'm driving. By God's grace, the kids didn't hurt. My mom did hurt, just some stitches here. But I got problem is here, the one soft bone is here. With cracked, it's not broken. But I have here all tortoises, more than 50 stitches here. When this has happened, of course, went to the hospital. The doctor say, this area difficult for me to help you. You only lie down, like the paper on the flat wood. Lie down for 3 months until good, then you can stay. Otherwise, maybe we'll damage this area. Your whole life, you cannot work. So when I'm in the hospital, lie down. Of course, a lot of people come to visit me. One day, the person tell me that, you know, some leader, you support them before, whatever, they need the Bible, they need the clothes, they need the money, all what I can do, I just do for them. He said, one leader say this, this lady, God will punish her because she always drive this expensive car, go everywhere showing how rich she is. You know, when I stitch here, my face is swollen. The sister who near me, bless her heart, she even didn't let me use the spoon with the, I can see my face. So they just don't want me to see. When I lie down on the bed, the people tell me this, my tears go out. I start to ask God, God, you want me to love all of them. Why this is happening? Then God showed me the first pictures. He's on the cross. Then God says, look at my face there. Then I says, God, thank you. Give me this chance to experience when you're on the cross, you also pain for more pain than me. I just hear, but he whole body pain. Then God tell me the second thing is what I heard from the people. I say, yes, the people who eat what you gave them, fiber to fish, a lot of food, and receive healing, but they say the words, the same words, crucify him. Then I say, okay, God, you still give me a life. But I cannot figure out why you allow these people say the words. Then God gave me another word, say this. All the words of the tongues, he knows. Then I more ask why. Then I know people's heart. But I say, you know their heart. You still allow them to say this. And allow me to hear that. What do you want me to do? What's your purpose? You are my good God. Why you allow these things to happen? Then Jesus says, do you want me to defend for you or do you want to go with me? I say, I want to figure out what the answer. I don't want you to defend on me. If the people didn't believe that, that's useless. I want to know why you allow this. Because you promise us all things can work for good. I want to see the good. Then God says, okay, if you really want to take the seat bell, let me see, ready, I will tell you. God shows me, says, think about that. If you can say some words, for sure you heard these words before. I say, yes. For example, I never learned German. I never know the swear words for German with that. Since I heard that, then I know, oh, that's the words for curse somebody, right? He said that if he today say these words, hurt you, and he heard these words before this time. So you hurt just for one day. How many days he got hurt? Of course, he heard more than what I heard. And God says, if you feel something uncomfortable, what do you think happened in his heart? For sure, he uncomfortable for a long time. Then God says, you need my healing now, or he need my healing more urgent than you. Then I say, he need, because he's in deep hurt. I just said, taste a little bit. I cannot handle that. How about him? Then God says the same things. I want to be my branch. My love, grace, mercy can heal you. I also want you to be my branch. Pass this to him. Let him receive my mercy, grace, and love. Then I think, okay, if I want to be the branch, that's a chance for me. And I understand what's the mean in God's kingdom for counseling. Counseling is not you go out, you will be better. I'm here for you because God wants you here. God wants to save you. God wants you to have the best in him. Just you didn't know which door you can get it. But now you get chance, take these words to me. That's the opportunity to me to respond back to you with God's love, mercy, and grace. You know what's happened? Since I surrendered to him, 1 week I can stand up, walk. The doctors get shocked, said, stop doing that, back to the bed. 1 week, that's impossible. Then I say, I don't need to lie down the bed. Look at me, I can walk. In the end, the doctor says, okay, if you want to go home, that's, I don't want to take any responsibility where something happened in the future. Don't back to me, say that I'm not a good doctor. But I remind you, if you walk now back, don't want to stay in the hospital, don't want to listen what I told you to do, rest of your whole life, no dance, no tennis play, no aerobic, even no swimming, just only walk. Careful that I don't want to see you 10 or 20 years like that. Okay, I already know what's happening in my life. I say to the thank you so much. Gave him the gift back home. Through all these things, I just want to share to you, my dear brother and sister, our God is awesome God.
Amen.
If we connect to Jesus, He's Christ. He over the time and the space. Like now, we are in His presence. As a human being, we have yesterday, today, tomorrow, different. But in God's eyes, all in present. He can change immediately. We cannot change our history, right? Because we are now. We also fear to see the future because we didn't know what's happened tomorrow. But today the sound is, tomorrow's in His hand. He's great God. He covered everywhere. Like King David says, I cannot run away from you. Even I, in the early morning, go to the end of the earth, your hand is still there. Your right hand still want to bring me back and raise me up. So I just thinking, maybe in this country, some terrible things will happen. But we just take the seat belt. He is the driver. And I came to America, my husband blessed me, travel a lot. That's very new for me, but I trust Him. He already be there. He knows that. And our Jesus is our future husband. He take flesh, already experienced a lot in this world. And He rise from the death. Even the death, we never go there. But He rise from the death, don't be afraid. I will go with you. My name is Emmanuel. Even His little baby Jesus, still His name's Emmanuel. Since He come to the world, Virgin Mary and Joseph receive His present, blessing. So our God is also God. Don't use our physical eyes and the limited thought to think about Him. If we expect God to do this, do this, do this, we will lose the chance. He's a gentleman. He asks me always, do you want me to do this for you or do you want to follow me? Let me make a choice. If we always focus on Him, says, God, I just want to follow you until your second come. Put down all our thought, all our expect. Before I always be a missionary, I put the list for God. God, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. Now I say, God, I'm here. Use me as your will. You already experienced everything in this world. I don't need to fear. Like I go to Grand Canyon, I don't need to fear for fall down. My husband already know. I don't need to fear for that. Yeah, so I think God is also, He trusts us. He begged to Father prepare place for us. He knows we live in this earth with the Holy Spirit, we can do great job for Him. Because these things He already done. He said it's finished. He already done. Just gave us the chance to experience something and make our spiritual view bigger and bigger and bigger. Because in the eternal, we will reign with Him for whole universe. So we cannot use our limited vision and see what happened with this person, what happened with this group. No, we will let Him just follow His schedule and His plan, that He will be done. Another thing is, my husband mentioned, I will very soon become American citizen. When I go to the immigration interview, they ask me to take oath. When the government requires you to do something, you will take the weapon, everything. I think most of the immigration people know that, what's the question. When I take this vote, I say, God, why they put this question? Why American people always ready to fight? Then I remind me, you know, in the Congress, a lot of people come to the world, tell the people there, like Falun Gong. Do you know Falun Gong in China?
Falun Gong is a large religious group in China. It's been persecuted as well. They're not Christian.
They keep telling the American people, say, how evil communism is.
So they hate the communists.
Yeah. They try to that American people helped them finish the communism, fight with communism. That's why America spent a lot of money, also sometimes send the young people fight for their freedom. You know, when I'm in jail, in my room, there's two Falun Gong there. I share gospel to them. They say, oh, we know Jesus. In their book, one chapter is talking about Jesus. They believe all the God is good God. Jesus is good God. Buddha is also good God. Want to help the people doing something good in this world. But they didn't know Jesus come bring us back to Father as children because he's the Son of God. It's not to help us doing some good things in this world, be kind people, be successful people. No, he come to the earth, offer the life, just want us take his life back to Father. But they didn't want to listen to that. They said, we already know Jesus. Ah, blah, blah, blah. Then God showed me two different kingdoms. They're still thinking they can fight because they're thinking they believe the God which is good and the communist is evil. So the Falun Gong, they do mostly like meditation, like a Buddhist. They put the two legs that at meditation. But the Falun Gong in China is illegal. They get them to the jail. They don't want to see you every day meditation. They're thinking these people have spiritual power against communism. So they will stop them. They still do that. That means ping pong, right? Governor said, you cannot do that. They still do that. Then they put them, hands cannot do that. Put the feet cannot do that. They use the ways, I refuse to eat the food.
The Falun Gong said, then when we just won't eat, we'll hunger
eat.
Strike.
Yeah. Of. You know, in China, since they back to the UN, they signed a lot of things. Like the people in the jail, you can not torture them until die. So they said, you have to eat. They said, no, close the mouth. You know what the government do? Block the teeth, put the pipe with the food, chips in. When I see that, I just thank God. Because our God is living God. Tell me. Otherwise, I will do the same. I refuse to tell you, cooperation with you, you know? The same spirit. I use my own strength against the evil. No, it didn't work. Behind that is the devil. Only Jesus can overcome him. We cannot overcome them. Then another thing, small was this. Another woman's room. The young Falun Gong, they beat the people. Who's the woman policeman. They beat them.
They fight with the prison guards.
Yeah. Then you know what they do? Put this lady, strong lady, fight with them to the men's room. And also put different level. First, to the men's room, only two men. They gave the two men the options. If you can make this woman know, practice these things and cooperation with us, then you can get earlier out of jail. So this man used very evil way towards them. They said, if you two person cannot do that, go to another room, four men deal with that. Then eight men, 20 men. Then in the end, this woman get crazy. Then the people say, okay, crazy people go to the hospital. It's not on my list. You see, these people, they also receive something which is high position leader gave them, forced them to do something. So for this reason, I see life, death, blessing, curse. If we didn't throw Jesus back to God's kingdom, living this world, you use all your power, all your way, fight with the evil, in the end, make devil very happy. He just wants us, as some children of God, fight each other, hurt each other. So for this reason, when I become American citizen, I want to tell all my brothers and sisters in America, don't use our own strength, power to against the devil. Didn't work. If you make this devil, let the people go there. No ending. Only God's love can save all of us. Only his spirit open our spiritual eyes. Then know Jesus is not only the story about Jesus. Jesus, the way he chose a life, we can go with him out of darkness. So I just want to put all my life testimony on the table. hope all of you can pick up some words. I always believe Pentecost, one person speak one language, why everybody can hear their own director. That's the Holy Spirit anointing the ear. It's not one mouth can say 10 different words, language. So I hope all of you today, anointing by the Holy Spirit, pick up what God did in my life. Pick something and strengthen your faith. And turn to God. Run our race to Jesus. Like Apostle Paul says, I will proud of my weakness. Help me humble ourselves. Not we can do something for God. God's work through us. Then let people see Jesus, not me. Our God is living God. That's all that I can share to you. That's all my offer. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we took a little more than an hour.
Well, let's put it this way. That was, no matter how long it was, that was time well spent. You know, what Maria is saying is literally contrary to who we are as Americans. It really is. You know, it's completely contrary. But, you know, in the light of Scripture, it's like, that's exactly what it says. That is exactly what it says. And so, thank you, Maria. That's very inspiring words. And, you know, we here have always, well, I guess I say it too much, but I always tell us, you know, we as Americans, we're egocentric. And, you know, we're completely rebellious about almost everything in our life. And that's contrary to Scripture. And so it's very refreshing to hear, you know, that we don't need to pick up arms. We need to love. So very good. All right. So now it's time to go into our time of prayer. And I think Sheila's going to lead us in that today. And again, Ron, Maria, thank you very much for being with us and sharing with us. So, okay, Sheila.